Hello, and welcome to Unplug. Okay, what are limiting beliefs and how do they sabotage our life, our dreams, our goals? Well, today you're going to be finding out that, plus how to overcome your habits with hypnosis. Now, I know a lot of you are thinking, oh, I've been stuck with some of these habits for my entire life. But today's guest's entire life is devoted to helping people overcome bad habits, lock in great habits, overcome limiting beliefs, and become fully free so that they can not only reinvent themselves from where they are today, but achieve all of the things that they want to. Limiting beliefs make us feel stuck. And by the way, they're totally unnecessary. And one of the things about meditation is it really helps you become aware of the way your mind is working so that you can actually see where those limiting beliefs are blocking you. And I know this to be true because I know so many people who feel stuck. And once they jump over that threshold, it's like their entire world completely changes. I want to welcome everybody as people are joining. I'm just going to be talking for another minute or so. I'm Susie Yalov Schwartz. For those of you who don't know me, I'm the CEO and founder of Unplug and the Unplug app. Most of you who are on this call, this is our app live coaching call that we do every single month so we can build our community, answer all of your incredible questions. And I have to say, Camilla and I were looking at these before we even started this call, and we are so excited to go through them. They're really, really good. So I'm excited to share that. I also want to create a platform where you can actually speak. So at the end, we're going to be inviting whoever would like to join us and share about their Unplug meditation app experience, how it's changed their life. We would love to hear that. So let us know in the chat if you are interested in sharing your story, because we would absolutely love to hear it. Okay, so today's special guest is not only an incredible teacher, she's someone that I met when I think it was like first opened up Unplug Meditation, which was 9 years ago, by the way. And she walked in the door and she was covering us for a story that she was writing. She was a journalist. She is also a famous television star who was on Dancing with the Stars UK, which was called Strictly Come Dancing. She's traveled around the entire globe doing that. And she learned not only meditation, but hypnosis techniques that we have had her teach our private clients. And I constantly get all the praise for all of her hard work because she's changing lives on a daily basis. So I am very excited to introduce you to, and most of you have probably already meditated with her on the Unplug app, Camilla Saker Dollarup. Hello, Camilla.
Hello, Susie.
Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here with everyone. I love the Unplug community. As you just said, I walked into the Unplug studio 9 years ago and never wanted to leave. because just I've met so many wonderful souls, you know, humans through Unplug, and the work that has been happening through the studio and through the app is just so wonderful when people, you know, let us know how meditation and hypnosis has affected their lives in a positive way. It's awesome.
So I promised our crowd today that we would talk about two key things that hopefully you'll be able to give them tips and techniques to change their life forever. And then we're going to be going through their questions. So should they have any, please, you can continue to ask them if you haven't asked yet. And that is, and then we'll just start with the first one, which is, what are limiting beliefs and how do we move beyond them?
Okay. So a limited belief is a belief that we have, a sentence that we've come to believe so much because we've repeated it over and over and over again. It can be a belief that we've actually learned from someone else. Like for example, in relationships, I hear a lot of limitations like there are no good men or there are no good women. Everyone cheats or something like that could be a limitation, right? And then at some point in our lives, we get to understand that maybe that belief is not actually serving us. Because what happens when we have a limited belief, also it could be about money, it could be about a career, it could be that a sentence like, I never meet any good people. Let's just say that was a limitation, right? And you feel blocked in some way. You want to meet good people, right? So what happens is that our confirmation bias in the brain goes to work to confirm whatever limited belief is running. If that's your deepest belief, then the confirmation bias will go to look for proof of that every day. So you'll meet more of those people that you don't like, right? You will meet those people that may cheat in relationships and so forth. I'm not saying that it can't also happen in other ways, but we're working with limitations today. The confirmation bias will always look for proof of whatever you believe in. So if you believe that you meet good people, your confirmation bias will start to go to look for that. What we have to do is do mind training and work with the subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind runs our lives 95% of the time. A lot of people don't realize that. They think that we're walking around the world consciously running our lives. But the subconscious mind will run patterns that have been placed there like old software from when we're children. So unless we, on a conscious level, decide to work with the subconscious and up-level these limitations to and align them to beliefs that are really positive and supportive for us in our lives, then we may feel stuck or blocked. So we can work with the subconscious mind in different ways. We can do it through hypnosis, we can do it through meditation, and we can do it through affirmations. So this is where sentences like, I am enough, I am worthy, are really strong sentences to use because they are direct orders to the subconscious mind, and they will help these limitations kind of be dismantled, disappear, and we will create positive statements that will help us instead. So the subconscious mind I came to use really as an athlete to win, and then later on to feel good inside out. The subconscious mind is really, you know, it's running riot if we don't take charge and do the training. And therefore, something like the meditation, the Unplug Meditation app, is a wonderful tool because consistency is key when we work with the subconscious mind. And the reason for that is that we all have a negativity bias in the brain. This is not really serving us in today's world. This was from caveman time, okay? But this negativity bias wants to go to the negative. It wants to go to your limited beliefs. It wants to go to you not being enough unless you train your mind. Just like we need to exercise to kind of have muscle and to strengthen our bones and so forth. We need to strengthen this too. Otherwise it will just run off and do the things that we probably don't want to focus on, you know.
All right. I want to talk about I am, because I know that is such a powerful affirmation. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a little bit about some I am affirmations that people can actually use to override limiting beliefs? And why does that work so well? What is it about I am, enter word here, that works so well?
Yeah. You can actually just do this for yourself. When we hang up on this call, just say the words I am three times. Okay, as you breathe in, I, as you exhale, am. And I want you to notice how you automatically finish the sentence, because we all do. And that sentence will be, you can even just do it right now. Just kind of say to yourself, I am. And notice the first word that popped into your mind. I am. And sometimes that can be, you know, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, you know, I'm drained, I'm unmotivated. But if this is the beginning of your day, then that might not really serve you today. So then an exercise like saying I am, let's say 10 times in a meditation, and I have a guided meditation on the Unplug app that does this, where you choose, how do I want to feel today? I want to feel confident. I want to feel excited. Okay, so some will say, well, Camilla, I don't believe it yet. That's irrelevant right now, because here's the thing. Remember how I said that affirmations and sentences like that is direct orders to the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is not going to go, is that true? If you say, I'm not enough, or I'm unmotivated, it's not going to go, is that true? It's going to take that as a direct order. So if you choose to say, I'm excited, I'm motivated about today, as you keep feeding the subconscious mind those words, it will start to believe that to be true with time. And it will feed that back to you in moments where you would have felt unmotivated. One day you'll just find yourself, I feel kind of good right now. What's happening? But you've been feeding yourself all of this goodness, right? And so I am sentence with a added word is basically a direct order to your subconscious mind.
Drop the mic. I hope you all got that and you will use that. It's so interesting because I've been reading so many books lately about just that technique.
Yes.
I am, and tell your brain who is your boss.
And can I just tell you, Susie, I've actually had some really wonderful experiences because that was one of the first meditations I ever recorded. And there's one specific student I can think of that shared with me. They used that one meditation, nothing else. They just kept coming back to that one at home. I am for 3 years. And they saw such remarkable changes in their lives that it's beyond just that one meditation. And those words. So that felt really good to know this. And I was inspired through Unplugged to record some of these. And for anybody that just played along before and did the I am, I want you to say the I am again now and see if you can pick a more supportive word for yourself. So we'll just do it one more time. I am. And see if your mind automatically picked something else. I mean, I'd love to hear in the chat actually if you let us know.
If anybody could let us
Yeah,
know.
I'm grateful, right? That's what just came to me. I'm so grateful to be here right now, being able to share this, because if somebody walks away from this call feeling just a little bit better, a little bit more motivated or inspired, I'll be so happy. I'm strong. I love that. I am
I'm
blessed.
blessed.
This is so happy. This is great. I energize. I'm ready. Energetic. Doesn't that feel good? Joyful, at peace, hopeful. Love, happy, limitless. This feels good. Well,
I really do feel like when you wake up in the morning and you start your day with a positive affirmation, it changes everything.
yes.
What is the name of the meditation that you're talking about that's on the Unplug app that has the I am technique? Oh, it's called
Jelena, we need
Morning
Jelena's help.
Affirmations.
I think it might be called I Am, is it?
No, I think there's a really good one called Morning Affirmations. I just put it in the chat and it's really short and powerful and people do it every day, any time of day. Oh, and the positive affirmations before bedtime, super powerful as well.
Love it.
Okay. And for anyone who is not using the Unplug app, we will be giving you all a free 30 days so that you can try it. And also we're going to be talking about Camilla's other techniques, and you'll be able to experience those for yourself. And we really want that for everyone. And we want everybody to share this.
Yeah.
Because imagine if everybody woke up with a positive mindset. We already know so many people with negative mindsets who, are energy vampires. We don't need to be around that, but we don't even want to be the energy vampire ourselves. And we've all been there before. So let's talk.
But Susie, can I add to what you just said? Because I think that's really important. Because when things are feeling out of control in our lives sometimes, and we can feel in the eye of the storm sometimes, know the power of being able to take back control of what we can control. And that is what you're saying, to choose to kind of put some positivity into that navigation system in the morning. And if we're not ready to use the I am yet, just start with gratitude. If you put gratitude into the mind, like I woke up this morning, like just very simple, right? Maybe you enjoy hearing the birds, or you have a roof over your head, or you have food, like whatever basic things we can come back to, gratitude is a U-turn in the brain that can help us through those really difficult times. And it raises the frequency, and the brain likes direction. So that we have control over, even though, and by the way, we can feel both in the eye of the storm of challenging things and still choose to also add some sort of positive nurture to the brain at the same time. They don't have to be exclusive, you know?
Jelena, we need to save that soundbite. Gratitude is a U-turn and put it on the Unplug app. That is like the most beautiful thing.
It's in my book, it's not you, it's me.
Yes, and actually, I didn't even mention the fact that Camilla has two or three books. Three books, that's right. Why don't you mention your three books that
All written whilst I was at Unplug, may we say.
back
Dream, Believe, Succeed, which is kind of a bio and tools to go through challenging, kind of heartbreaking when your heart may be broken, or just always sharing tools in my book. in my books. And then Reinvent Me is an 8-step program when you feel that you are reinventing or figuring out like your identity as who you are without a relationship, maybe, or without the career or whatever, when there's still that time of reinventing in your life. And it doesn't matter what age, by the way, we can reinvent again and again. And I personally reinvented my career. This is what I call the second time around in this life. And you know, it's a journey. Everything is a journey. And then the latest one is that it's not you, it's me, which is all about the relationship to ourselves and then others and our patterns in our subconscious, inner child journey, self-care, self-love, and so forth. And yeah, a lot of that came to be all through Unplugged. Remember my wish on that little piece of paper? You made me do a little wish on a piece of paper, and then it flooded away with the fire.
It was called Flying Wish Paper, and it's something that we did together. And also, Camille and I have done our vision boards together, and vision boards are really powerful, and they really do work. Okay, yeah. We don't have that much time, so my goal is for everybody who is on this call, and there's like an incredible 90 people who showed up today for this. That's beautiful.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
So we learned, for those of you who are just joining, we talked about how I am enter your positive state or enter the state you want to actually be as the tool to overriding your limiting beliefs and noticing that the negative thoughts that you have in your brain that are on repeat, that are subconscious, and hopefully now they're going to be a little more conscious to you, that you actually can just reframe those.
Yes.
The opposite. There's a technique, an ancient technique called Tonglen, where we bring in what we want and exhale what we don't.
Yes.
Okay. So now we're going to talk about something that's a little bit more personal to me, and that is hypnosis. So Camilla is someone that I personally went to when I was struggling with my own weight. I always like to say I'm a volume eater and a grazer, which is like double bad, because like I just need to eat all the time and I love food. And some I'm unconscious. I'll come home and I'll just like eat the cereal and I'll just kind of, I can't get enough. And so I asked Camilla if she could help me with that, because I didn't want to be feeding myself food that wasn't good for me. I wanted to be feeding myself food that was nourishing. Imagine that you're a vehicle. You don't want to put the bad gas in your vehicle. You want to put the good gas, the good fuel. Mm-hmm. So Camilla actually hypnotized me. And one of the other things that I wasn't motivating myself to do, which is exercise. And I said, I would love to exercise every single day. So I hired Camilla privately to hypnotize me to exercise. Well, shockingly, I can't say I don't like to exercise anymore, because now I actually love to exercise, which is a huge shift. And this is something that happened to me personally in my 55th year. I'm now 56. So it was a year ago that we did this. And I exercise like all the time now. So thank you for that. So it worked so well that I then said to Camilla, we have to share this on the Unplug app. Like, let's think of all of my bad habits and hit them each one. So I'm like, motivation, productivity, movement, exercise, eating healthy. So we created this 19-minute hypno habits series, and it works. I would love, Camilla, if you could talk a little bit about that and why does that work? Like how, and it's not like I'm barking like a dog and I was unconscious listening to your voice. I heard every single word that you said. In fact, so much so that I didn't even think it was working when we were doing it. And then the next day I was in shock. It worked. Right. So can you share a little bit about that?
Well, like I said, the subconscious mind is suggestible. It will take whatever order we give it. It wants to serve you, right? In the best way possible. So until that moment, it had just played all patterns. And we always need to know the why. So it's important. There's always like, why do you want to exercise? Whether that's for longevity in life or to feel good and healthy in your body or your bones, or you don't want, let's say you have a family member that's feeling not so good at old age. So there's something that's like a deep intention. When we get clear on that, and then we think about what words is it that you need to hear in your subconscious mind. Like, do you need to hear that you can exercise even if you're not motivated? That's a big one, by the way. It's important to know that we can get disciplined without always feeling motivated. You can still show up and do it. It's a decision that you make deep in your subconscious. And once you make that, your subconscious mind will start going, hey, you need to exercise. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Does that make sense? Where in the past, we might have consciously go, oh, no, I don't have time, or we had excuses. So we kind of get to a deeper level. In hypnosis is one level deeper than meditation. It's theta level. I call it getting out of your own way. Because sometimes we make excuses, right? We have like, well, blah, 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 I have this and I have that. But when we deeply relax into that really deep meditative level, we don't need to even think about something. You can even fall asleep. You know that you can listen to the hypno habits when you're sleeping. And then suddenly in your day-to-day life, your subconscious mind is feeding back, you're motivated to do this. You got this. You have the confidence. And suddenly you're like, do I? Oh, well, I better get exercising. So it's just so fascinating when we start to think about the power of the subconscious mind. It's really magical. I always say that I'm not a magic worker, right? But I remind someone about how magical their own mind is and how much power they have when they take charge, when they decide, hang on a minute, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here. I'm going to get specific about the software that's running. I'm going to feed it what I need so that I can get up every morning. I can feel productive. I can feel disciplined. I can exercise even if I don't feel motivated, so that I can feel healthy and happy. And so that's possible because it's all about what we feed the subconscious mind. And what I usually would do in a one-to-one session, like clients that come through Unplug and I work with one-to-one, is to use specific words for each client, because the hypno habit is fantastic. It's generic. Obviously, if you have a one-to-one, you get to use the words. I will feedback to you exactly what the words that are personal to you, or the words that are personal to Jelena, you know what I mean? Which makes it more powerful as well.
It's so amazing. One of the things that you mentioned to me, and I would love for you to share it with everyone, is the idea of the fact that we are running on old software.
Yeah.
And that we need to update our own algorithms and update ourselves. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. I mean, let's just talk about confidence, right? That's one thing that I've worked with clients on a lot. So somebody comes in and they're like, I just feel, you know, uncomfortable when I'm stood in front of an audience, or I have to do something at work and I have to speak in public. And then we go back to, well, when is the first memory you can think about where you felt that way? And sometimes it's just maybe they were bullied at school, or maybe they had some kind of performance where somebody laughed at them, or they felt self-conscious, or they were taller than the rest, or whatever it is. This old pattern from so many years ago, right? Is running in the subconscious. And when you're stood in front of these people at work, you're not being 26 or 42 or 62. You're literally in that moment being 7 or 10 or whatever, when that time was in your childhood. And suddenly you're like feeling like, oh my goodness, I can't do this. So we up level that and we go, well, what if you were feeling the age you are now? And we kind of take control over this situation. We realign it differently. You can show up differently.
There are people who, when their children go on roller coasters,
yeah.
And some people find it invigorating,
yeah.
And some people find it horrifying.
Yeah.
And what happens is, once you have that initial roller coaster ride, mm-hmm. whichever way you feel, it's almost as if you continue to have that same feeling forever.
Yes.
And then, but there is a way to try again.
Yes.
And realize, like, you can actually get over that feeling, and maybe you even like it and you
yeah.
didn't even know that you like it. Look,
yeah.
our taste buds change,
yeah.
and our brain changes,
yeah.
and our taste change.
Yeah.
And we are right now in a space where we can actually choose
mm-hmm.
exactly what we want to do in this life. I know,
yeah.
look, there's a lot of things we have no choice or control
yes.
over.
Yes.
But our habits are actually something that we do, and most people don't think that they can.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk about what would you say to someone who really thinks, like, I can't lose weight. I've been at the same, you know, 25 pounds ever since I had children. And, you know, what would you say to the person who says, I can't public speak, or I can't, all these things people say that they can't do. What mm-hmm. would be your advice to someone like that?
Well, right there, we'll start with neurolinguistic programming. We'll start with words. How do you know you can't? You mean like you really can't? And they'll say, well, this happened. And then we'll kind of peel it back and figure out, well, what limitations are you putting on yourself? Because if you say you can't, whether you say you can or you can't, as Henry Ford said, either way, you're right. That I find to be true because I see this every single day with my clients. They do many things they never thought they could do. They've achieved many things that at one point seemed really seriously impossible. They didn't have the finances to do it. They didn't have the knowledge to do it. But step by step, edging towards it, they're like, oh my goodness, it's happening. So that far-fetched dream that just seemed like crazy is happening because it all starts in here. Whatever we want to see out here starts in here. And I like to think I'm a coach that walk the walk. That's why I've done these things that I've done in life to say, hey, if I can do it, you can do it. I didn't know how to write a book, but guess what? I just threw some words on a page. I got some advice. I worked with people who knew better than me. And slowly, slowly, I learned, right? But I didn't think at first, oh, I can write a book. I know how to do this, right? So we're capable of amazing things when we start to use the tools we have within to train our minds and to really think about the self-talk, the language. How are you speaking about your dreams? How are you putting limitations in? When people say something like never or it's always like that, immediately, let's challenge that. What, never, ever? Then we'll have to live to the end of time to know never. We don't know never yet because you could make some changes today that will now be possible. Mm-hmm. So I'm like taking out these words that are really not helping you. They are limiting you. So even on this call now, anybody on the call will already now have raised your awareness to, oh, I say that. Next time you'll catch yourself. That's the beginning of it. You say, well, maybe not never, maybe sometime, maybe in a year's time. You see, we've already put in hope. We've already put in possibilities. So we want our sentences and our language that we use to be open to possibilities, right? When I first came to Unplug, I didn't know you were going to hire me as a teacher. You were like, join the line. There's so many people that want to teach you, right? We're busy. I mean, everybody wanted to teach Unplug. But I was open to possibilities because in here, I thought, I've come home, this place, this community, this is where I belong, right? So you gotta just kind of trust sometimes too, that things will unfold. But the language that we use is everything. And that's how we speak about ourselves and the dream, all the things that we wanna change. That is really key to start being like a word detective, as I like to think of it, like really examine how you speak about the thing that you want it, but you don't think it's possible yet. Yet.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Yet. It's like the magic word Camilla taught me is the word yet.
Yeah.
So I write that down if you have a pen and piece of paper, and I want you to use that word yet for anything you haven't achieved yet.
Yet. Because that's saying it hasn't happened yet, but you see, it's possible.
Possible. Mm. Wow. If anybody gets like that one walk away, like I am the word yet and delete the word never and always when it comes to your bad habits. Yeah. Like that's like a gem right there.
And you know, just as human beings and trying to bring more kindness into the world too, when we could maybe also be mindful of using that around other people, because sometimes we can actually choose to see someone the same, even if they have slightly changed. We're not even open. We're not even noticing because they're always like that. They're always like that. That's not fair either, because I believe people change because otherwise I couldn't do this job, right? I see people change all the time. What if that person that was always like that? I mean, there are people that are always like that too. Okay. But you know, somebody said to me once, who works with horses, she said, the magical thing about working with horses is that I approach them with newness every day. And I thought, if we approach ourselves with newness, that would be exciting. If I approach my friend and family circle with newness, that's an open mindset, right? Maybe things can be different.
I think negativity, you know, for people who do feel negative, it really is about self-sabotage. And they really need to think that when they're being negative, they're actually bullying themselves. And when you bully yourself, you wither. Yeah. You can't be strong and live your best life. Mm-hmm. So it's so important to take time and space to just listen to the thoughts that are in your mind and choose to be move beyond them and be more than your thoughts. You are not your thoughts.
You're way more. Way more.
So much bigger, right? We're so much bigger.
Yeah. That's the beauty about meditation, Susie, I think. The biggest thing for me was that I could start to observe my thoughts, right? That you can observe, wow, I'm really having that thought. That's not very kind. I call it the doubt dance. We've all had doubt, right? We all know that feeling of when doubt comes, can you really do that? Do you have what it takes? You know, sometimes when we're tired or a little, you know, just having a low day, I'm like, oh, I'm observing that doubt really want to have a dance with me today. I don't feel in the mood for that because I know tomorrow I may feel differently. So I see you, doubt, but no, thank you. Not right now.
Or even like, why am I saying that? Yeah. Okay. Heather Hayward once said, unsubscribe from your thoughts.
Absolutely.
There are so many thoughts we all need to unsubscribe from.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. And that is another way of getting over your limiting beliefs. So just to tie it all back to the fact that you can really overcome your limiting beliefs by using a different language with yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, be a little bit kinder to yourself.
Yeah.
Like that's hard for people to, we're so kind to everybody else. We're giving to everybody else. But the problem is you can't give from an empty cup. Camilla taught me that too. Camilla is someone who goes out and she does everything like infrared. Just tell them you're, because by the way, she's an HSP, which is a highly sensitive person. And she talks a lot about being highly sensitive. That means you walk into a room and energetically, sometimes it's just too much for you.
Yeah.
Can you talk about like some of the rituals that you do as a highly sensitive person to be able to kind of do the work that you do?
Yeah. And if there's anybody on this call who are highly sensitive, I see you, I hear you. It can be a lot sometimes, but I will say with meditation and self-care tools, I'm very disciplined with my self-care routines now, because that's the way that I can be mentally okay. I had a burnout at 35 because I didn't know what it meant to be a highly sensitive person. And I was trying to keep up with everybody around me who were able to do work and have dinners and breakfast, lunch and dinners and do all this fun stuff as well as work. And I tried to keep up, not accepting that I'm highly sensitive and I need a different schedule. So once I accepted that, I realized that doing my red light sauna, infrared sauna or red light bed, or I have my own little red light at home that I use. I have a couple actually. And these little things in a hot bath with a book, you know, whenever I feel like my nervous system is overstimulated, which is real for, you know, highly sensitive people, we feel more deeply and it can feel like anxiety sometimes when it gets overstimulated. Meditation in the morning, my walk with my dogs every morning, these things, even my coffee in peace. Like I say, my phone is on, but I am not available until I have done three or four things, which is meditate for 10 minutes, at least with the Unplug app, done my 15 minute workout, drank my coffee in peace and walked the dogs. And yeah, that takes an hour once I've done all of that, or maybe showered even within that hour. But that to me is a way that I say now I can take care and hold space for other people. Without that, honestly, I'm miserable. I don't feel good mentally. Mm-hmm. And so I just think we didn't come here to this earth to feel that way, because I'm actually of no good to the world if I don't take care of me. And so it's taken me a long time to realize that, like I said, I had to go through a burnout to get there. That felt hideous. And I was like, nobody came to pick me up, by the way, when I had the burnout. It's like, you're on your own now. So, you know, I'm like, that's not cool. So I need to find a different way. And so those little, and whether you have your 10 minutes like slotted through the day, or you have your ritual when you get in from work, whatever it is that just says, this is my time. And I understand when people have children that this time can get, you know, more difficult. But honestly, whether it's 10 or 15 minutes or something that just says, this is my 15 minutes and I need this to be okay so I can show up for you, it makes a difference. Even when I only meditate for 5 minutes a day, it made a difference in my life.
We want to go through a little exercise experience with you, maybe a 5 minute meditation that helps us overcome limiting beliefs and also gives us a little inner hypnosis. You can do that in 5 minutes. And then we'll be going through some of your incredible questions that, I mean, I can't wait to hear how you answer some of these. So.
Okay, fun. Okay, we're going to focus on limited beliefs today, because that's where we've already kind of brought that to our attention. So you can just go ahead and close your eyes. Take a deep breath all the way down into your belly. And just know that as we go into a meditative state, time kind of disappears. So whether we have 5 minutes or 15 minutes really is irrelevant in this moment. We're just connecting to the higher self or the oneness, the universe, however you like to consider it, the one mind, where we can really get clear on some of these things that are running in our subconscious mind. When you're ready, allowing the breath to flow in and out of your nose. And I want you to think about something that you are wanting to align in your life or achieve in your life. Seeing that path running one way. And knowing that we actually work sort of like magnets, we attract these things into our lives when we align everything in the one direction. So notice now if there's any beliefs in your subconscious mind that's running in the other direction. Something that sounds maybe lacking or blocking. And you can notice whether this belief that you've had about yourself is one that you maybe learned from someone, or you was passed down to you, or you picked up in your environment. It could be a narrative that you've come to believe in. But if you Googled that sentence, would you find it to be true? Or is there a possibility that it's not true? If you align that in a new way, going in the direction of what you are trying or wanting now to attract, what you're going to attract, what is a more supportive way of thinking about yourself? What would be a really supportive way of reframing this sentence? Considering that both of these possibilities and opportunities here are possible for you, you get to choose which one you lean into now. Which one will support you better? What would that sound like, look like, feel like? If you started from this moment right now to think about it in a new way, how does that shift the possibilities for you now? How does that lead you towards actions that you want to take? How do you want to feel each day in alignment with that sentence now, that new belief? What is your belief now? What if it was this easy? What if your subconscious mind is that powerful that you can simply choose to think differently? It is very powerful, you know? Could you consider it to be this powerful that you can change a belief? Let's consider that you chose the other belief, so now you know you can choose a new one, too. Just have a moment of imagining, truly believing in yourself right now. And like a magnet, attracting that thing you were thinking of into your life. How that feels, sounds, and looks. And then take a deep breath in, sealing this practice. And coming back and writing down your new belief. Welcome back in your own time. I have no idea how long that was because I wasn't looking. I was going inward with all of you.
I have no idea either, but I really heard my limiting belief loud and clear.
And I want to make it very clear that sometimes it's not even a belief that you have consciously created. It's one that has been passed on to you. Let's say there was a fear of flying for someone because there was somebody in their family that had a fear of flying. Then what happens is that, let's say that person that now believes they might have a small fear, but they're not quite sure yet. Then they have a bad flight and now they have a fear of flying because it was confirmed. Does that make sense? just as well as if they chose not to have a fear of flying and I had a great flight, they've confirmed I have no fear. Or even if there was turbulence, I'm fine, I was safe, I landed, I'm good. You see?
Great. Okay, so we have a lot of questions, but I want to actually prioritize the people who are on the call.
Yeah.
If anybody on the call has any questions that they want to ask Camilla, please let's keep them short and sweet so that she can answer them. Feel free to raise your hand and Jelena will invite you to come on and speak. And as we're waiting, and if you don't want to speak on camera, you can put it into the chat. But we would love to meet you, see your faces. That's the best part of doing this. And have you all connect with each other, because the more people we get doing this, the better the world will be. Okay. Camilla's sacred dollar up. I'm going to just ask you one question from this chat. How do you strengthen your intuition and focus on what is best for you as an HSP?
You get really good at setting boundaries. And if you're not good at setting boundaries, that is something that I work with clients on a lot. So you may want to work, you know, through that with a coach or a therapist and learning why is it not okay for you to set boundaries, right? Because what we must remember about boundaries that there's a sentence that goes, the only people that have a problem with your boundaries are the people that benefited from you not having any. That's so yucky, that sentence, right? But that's true. And so the people who truly love you and respect you want you to be okay. And so if you need to set a boundary and let them know that I'm sorry, I can't show up in that way because I need to take a minute here to be okay myself, then that's how it begins. So it really starts by taking care of yourself and starting to learn what is it that I need to be okay. Sleep for a highly sensitive person is vital. So a solid sleep routine is something that can really serve you through your life as well and through your day. So it's really understanding yourself better so you can know what you need in life to be okay.
Are there specific mantras to help overcome thoughts around fear?
Oh yeah, fear is a big one. Yeah, it's again, we can choose from fear, or we can choose from love. So it's again, what choices are we making? So we can go, I feel fearful about this. Kind of peel back the layers a little bit as to why, and then choose to sometimes feel the fear and do it anyway. I'm sure Susie, you've had to do that. I've had to do that many times in my life. You remember the first time I did live TV and they're like 5, 3, 2, 1, we're live. And I was thinking, oh my goodness, where's the exit? You know, can I run away now? Would that be weird? And then you kind of go, oh, I feel the fear, but I also know that I can still do it anyway. I can still show up and just feel the fear, but also feel the excitement, because fear and excitement is the same, and go ahead and do it. So when we feel the fear is to understand, sometimes we feel fear, like we want to feel fear because we're in a dangerous position. We need to run away for real. But if it's not that, we need to kind of train that and start to get into a place of choosing from love and choosing from a place of wanting to do something different. But meditation really is, I think, a powerful one for that. As you become, you know, a daily meditator, that will probably also lessen.
I think using the word I am excited instead of I am afraid, just substituting it, because it gives you that same feeling of
same
adrenaline.
Feeling.
We're going to have to jam through. We have so many questions, so we're going to jam through these. Okay. Do you have any techniques to improve problems with body image and physical self-acceptance?
Again, meditation and positive affirmations. Louise Hay was one of, you know, one of the biggest inspirations for that area, and talking about how these affirmations will help you start saying kind things even before you believe them. As you say them over and over again, you will start to believe them. Start with the language that you're using about yourself. Start to speak to yourself, like Susie said, like you're your own best friend. How you would speak to a friend. You would never say something horrible to your friend, like, oh, how are you looking in that? You just wouldn't, right? You go, you look gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Start to speak like that. Find the one thing that you do like about yourself and start small. Like, look in the mirror and say, I like my eyes. Just that to start by, say it 100 times for 100 days if you need to. But then it becomes easier to say, I feel good in my skin. You know, I'm grateful for this body that's carrying me through life. Start wherever you can. You don't have to jump straight in with I love myself if you're not there yet, like baby steps. but start to focus on one thing that you do appreciate and like about yourself, and then expand on that. And hypnosis, of course, on a deeper level, is something that can help that too.
Help with quitting bad habits like being a secret smoker. I'm going to answer that really quick. Hypnosis. I know that because I was not a secret smoker. I was a heavy smoker, and hypnosis stopped me.
Yeah. If you're ready to let go, if you're ready to let it go.
Mm-hmm. How can I get through the fear that is debilitating me to not take any steps towards the change that I strongly desire in my life?
Start by working with the mind. Again, baby steps, mindfulness, breathing exercises, meditation, and then work with a coach who can help you through the steps. Because, I mean, if you're ready to make the changes, then put in the work. It's no different to working with the mind as it is to working with the body. It takes consistent work. I see the best results with the clients who are consistent. Of course, it's like any other training, right? If you're training to run a marathon, you're training, right? You don't just show up and run the marathon. And if you do, it's going to be painful. Same thing with the mind.
How do I discipline myself to do things I do not like to do? I'll answer that. Okay. There are a lot of things I don't like to do, and I figured out how to do all of them. And that is one, belief that I actually can. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is habit stacking. So with exercise, for me, it was, I exercise and then I get the coffee, because I'm not going to miss the coffee. So I have to do the exercise. So it's kind of like taking a habit that you already have, like brushing your teeth or exercising, and pairing it with another habit that's already locked in. Habit you want with one that's locked in.
Yeah. And I find as well, just putting the time in. I have specific time in my schedule every week that are for specific tasks. And I just sit down and I, even if I don't want to do it, I have locked in the 2 hours and I will sit here till it's done.
And hypno habits. You have them in the palm of your hand. Open it up. You want to do all these things. Literally, you just have to search it in the discovery tab of the Unplug app. And we pretty much have a meditation for that.
Yeah.
How do you become more aware of what your limiting beliefs are? I want to answer that. If you haven't yet heard the meditation and did it with us before, listen to that, because literally that just showed you exactly how to know what your own limiting belief was. How to face the unknown, changing situations, fear to move forward.
Mm-hmm. That's such a common hypnosis that I do. I cannot tell you how many times I've done hypnosis for that. Is to accept too that actually most things in life is unknown. COVID showed us that. So when we accept that there's so much out of our control, there's so much unknown, the acceptance is freeing. And then you can get to work on, in the unknown, right? In not knowing what's going to happen, what is always in my control? Breathing. Thoughts, attitude, all of that, right? Patterns, thoughts, all of that. So then it seems less scary because we've just narrowed it right down to there's only a few things here in your life that's in your control. So let's get to focus on them and on them.
I can't sit still for a meditation. I'm constantly fidgeting and thinking of a million things. How can I make meditation work for me?
Can I say something to that?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that? Why are we judging that? Did somebody ever tell you that you had to sit completely still and don't be fidgetive when you're doing the meditation? Doesn't matter. You can sit like this if you need to. You can let the thoughts come and go if you need. We're all different. But I'm telling you, if you accept that, that is your way in the beginning. As time goes by, as you train the mind, you will start to maybe just sit a little bit more quiet for a minute or so, and then 2 minutes. And it will start to feel differently. But we don't need to judge meditation, because it's not really about the time we spend meditating. It's about how it's serving us after. So everybody's busy. 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day.
Yep. I saw Sakara raise her hand. Did you want to speak? We'd love to hear from you. And anyone else who wants to speak, that would be great. I see that she also has a question, so I'll just look at that. Do you have any tips on how to exist comfortably or ground anchor to your physical body? Since childhood, I've always felt trapped in this physical cage. Wow.
That's kind of like a bigger subject. Have you listened to Dolores Cannon's books? If not, you might find that quite helpful about the human journey and consciousness and so forth. Also, talking about detaching from our body sometimes can happen in childhood if we have something traumatic happening. So yes, I've worked with a lot of clients in attaching back down into the body safely. So I obviously I don't know about your situation, and that's okay here, you know, but I hope that you will explore how you can comfortably have that mind-body connection, because the human life is living in the human body too. And also know that we can also spend time in the conscious mind.
Thank you so much for doing this. What do you recommend for someone that has tried sleep hypnosis on money and EFT as well, but still hasn't shifted officially?
You might need a personal hypnosis to really get to the root. And I don't know, that might have been already your, maybe you had a one-to-one, but there may be a deep, deep belief that's not quite been unpeeled. Like there might be something right at the root that needs dismantling. And once we get to the root cause and we understand what is the deepest belief, then you will understand why it hasn't yet aligned.
I sabotage my relationships because I don't have self-worth. Constantly have negative thoughts running through my head and focus on the negative because I don't feel like I'm in control. Always thinking he's going to break up with me, and I feel like I'm manifesting it.
Yeah, that's the confirmation bias at work right there. So again, it could be an old software that's running from your childhood that you may need some help dismantling, realigning, and sometimes speaking that out with whether it's a psychologist, a therapist, or a coach, or a hypnotherapist will just help to kind of reframe that and understand so you can know your worth, and so that you can start to imagine people staying rather than leaving or breaking up with you.
How do you deal with phone addiction? Can hypnosis help?
Yeah, that's a big one. Actually, Susie, I think, or Jelena suggested I make one. So thank you for the reminder. We need to do one of those. Absolutely. It's like any other addiction, right? And it really is the phone. There was some research the other day that showed that if you have your phone right next to you whilst you're studying, that did this study, it's like somebody standing right next to you shouting your name. Mm-hmm. It's at the same level. So yeah, it's like any other addiction. Of course, you can learn not to have it. We should put a hypno habit up.
Yep, ASAP. We will. Okay, that's a promise.
Yeah.
What was the bias term Camilla used in the very beginning of the call?
Confirmation bias. Is the one that's constantly confirming the limited belief or the positive belief, or the negativity bias where the brain wants to go to the negative or the positive if we are not vigilant with training the mind on a consistent basis.
I try my hardest to meditate, but I suffer from very high anxiety and PTSD. Do you have any tips on how to start to meditate effectively? Mm. Can I get that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Nobody wants to sit down and meditate. We all want to get out there and do stuff, right? Raise your hand if you feel that
everybody.
Way.
Everybody.
Okay, everybody. But here's what I do to mock it in, is wake up in the morning before you even get out of bed, open up the Unplug app. You all have free access for 30 days, and hopefully you're all already app subscribers, and click the meditation challenge. Those are all 10 minutes and under. If that's too long for you, start tiny. Just do 60 seconds of meditation. Try this gas meditation. G, gratitude. A, affirmation. Mm-hmm. S, silence. 60 seconds, done. And start small and then build, build, build. That is how you do it. Time doesn't mean anything, but actual consistency means everything.
Yeah. Can I just share two things about that? Know that what we resist, persist. So when you close your eyes and maybe you're feeling all those uncomfortable feelings, know that you are a remarkable human. You can actually sit with that, and with time it will pass. It takes what I think is 90 seconds for an emotion to move through the body if we allow. But what we don't do is allow. We push down, we resist, we don't want to feel it, I don't want to feel it, and then it continues. Try and see if you can let it move through you and do, like Susie said, a short meditation, but then maybe do an active meditation after where you just journal, You just write whatever is on your mind. It doesn't even need to make sense. Maybe my chest is uncomfortable. I'm feeling all of these things. Get it out. There's research that shows how things release from your brain as you're writing by hand. Okay, try that. And secondly, try the vagus nerve breathing. I'm gonna just share that now for anybody who's struggling with depression or anxiety, okay? It is that there's so much research on this breathing exercise, okay? You breathe in through the nose, counting to four. You hold for seven. And then you breathe out, exhale, eight, saying the sound of the ocean. If you notice as you say the sound, your belly goes inwards towards the spine. The vagus nerve is the longest nerve in the body. It's beyond the research that's on the vagus nerve, okay? If you do that three times, once a day, that will start to help your nervous system calm as well. There are so many tools for you. You are not alone in that pain and in that those dark moments if you start to allow for it to move through you.
Is meditation still effective if I wasn't able to focus during that session? Not this one, but the one before. Some days are harder than others.
Yes, again, accepting. This is why I don't like when people share their experiences in meditation, because some people feel really busy. They almost feel like they have twice the amount of thoughts the minute they close their eyes than others. Other people feel like, oh, this is the best thing ever. It doesn't matter. Stop judging it. We don't need perfection here. We just need to do it. It's like sitting on the bike. Sometimes it feels like, oh, when am I finished? Sometimes it's like, yeah, I'm into it, right? Doesn't matter. Guess what? It's still working. You got your heart rate up. Mm-hmm. Opposite in meditation, it's still working. You're concentrating on your breathing. You're trying to come back to that one thing over and over again. It does not matter. I remember some of my colleagues at Unplugged used to say, if you have more thoughts, it's even better. You get to come back to one thing more. You're really training your brain. So stop judging yourself and just know that it is what it is. And that's enough.
I just want to say thank you before we end this to everybody. I mean, we are still at 91 people. We actually have one more than when we started. That is gorgeous.
That's amazing.
I love the fact that you all actually showed up for your own betterment.
Yeah.
Like, that's beautiful. And yeah. I really do want to say, Camilla, how much I appreciate you personally and also on the Unplug app. I meditate with you all the time. I use your Hypno Habits. I use your locker room meditation, which is one of my absolute favorites. And I just feel so grateful. And for those of you who are on this call and interested in meditating like my mom does, she treats every teacher as if they're an author. And when you love an author, you want to read all of their books. So she does, instead of the challenges that we do, she actually does teacher challenges. So she'll do everyone's entire collection. So I don't know how you're using the app. Would love to hear about that. And we still have more questions, but I just wanted to make sure that I acknowledge everyone. I know Camilla has a heart out at 12 at 1 o'clock. So I'll let you do the finals and then we'll end the call and I can answer some more questions.
Yeah, just thank you so much. Thank you for having me on here and be part of the Unplug app. And I'm really impressed too, everybody that's shown up for yourself. And that's already a step in the right direction. We start with awareness and then we start with the little steps. And just remember, it's the little consistent steps that we take that really makes, you know, a difference. And I often say that all my big ideas, they started just like little sentences in my notebooks. And sometimes I laugh when I go back and I go, oh my goodness, that's happened. You know, that has happened. And it just started with little action steps. So do not discredit those 5 or 10 minutes you spend, whether it's journaling or meditating and just improving your mind. You are a powerful, powerful being. We all are when we realize, and there's more in your power than you think when we start to focus on what's in our control and release what is not. And that's it. Yeah.
Thank you. Rachel asked the question, will there be a recording of this at the end? And the answer is yes. So this will live under the live coaching call section that you'll be able to find in the topic. So we're going to be saving these. So you'll be able to come back to it if you want to re-listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, yeah.
Can I just say, I saw a few questions about highly sensitive people, and I just want to say there's a quiz you can take on Elaine Aron's website. Elaine Aron is the leading author and researcher on highly sensitive people. It's 20% of the population. Find that quiz and take it if you want to know how sensitive you are. Knowing that about yourself and knowing the gift of meditation that will really support you in life is just, I cannot share the love for that enough. So that's going to be my... Bye. I've got to go.
Well, wait, one more thing. Anybody who wants to follow or has more questions specifically for Camilla, you can follow her on Instagram, Camilla Sacred Dollar App, and send her a personal message.
Yeah.
If you're interested in booking a private with Camilla, we're happy to help you do that too. But you know, hopefully you got as much out of this as you possibly could. I'm going to stay on and answer a few more questions just to kind of get through the rest. Camilla,
thank you
so much for sharing.
Thank you so much, everyone. Take care. Keep meditating. Bye.
There were so many amazing questions, and I'm excited to be able to answer the rest of them because we couldn't fit them all in when Camilla was on. So ready? I'll try to go as quick as I possibly can. So the first question is, how do you stop yourself from a negative loop running in your mind? Sometimes a negative loop will arise and I don't even know it's there until I realize I'm reacting to it. The key to stopping a negative loop is to identify what it is you're actually thinking. And then you want to challenge that. Is it actually true? And then you want to sit with it and see how you feel. I would highly, highly recommend checking out David G's From Negative to Positive Thinking. It's a great meditation that you can find on the Unplug app. How does one become a coach and meditation teacher? Do you have any tips or advice for the best courses or experiences? Of course, the Unplug Meditation Teacher Training Program to me is the absolute best one. In 6 weeks, you will become certified and be confident to be able to share this with anyone. And more importantly, you'll really deepen your own practice. How long do you need to meditate in order to release limiting beliefs? Is it daily, 30 minutes, etc.? Okay, here's the scoop. A little bit goes a long way. Consistency is everything. You can meditate for a long period of time and then you'll never do it again. Or you can do 5 to 10 minutes every single day and you'll start to build that muscle in your brain. Your brain will physically change. And these thoughts, negative thinking, and other stressors in your life you'll be able to actually witness them and respond to them instead of being reactive. Okay. How to break bad habits successfully? All right. The key to breaking bad habits successfully is to habit stack. If you want to add a good habit, then what you do is you find a habit you're already doing and you basically pair it with that. So if you want to start meditating, you meditate and then you have your coffee if you're a coffee drinker, or tea if you're a tea drinker. Or if you brush your teeth, you can say, I will brush my teeth after I meditate, and then you'll lock it in. Now, how do you break a bad habit? The key to that is to recognize that it's a bad habit and actually shift the way that you think about it. So let's say you love sugar, for instance. If you say, I'm going to try to lighten up my sugar, just by saying that, it's probably not going to happen. Try is the word that's not going to work. And, you know, lighten it up means you're still going to have it. 100%. If you want to break a bad habit, the key is to not go slowly. You got to go all in at 100%, because if you're 100% about it, you're not going to break it. But if you're 99% about it, you're probably going to have the sugar. So I would say to yourself positive thoughts and go 100% into it. Okay. Okay. How to face the unknown, changing situations, fear to move forward. Okay. Instead of focusing on what can go wrong, try to focus on what can go right. We have so many amazing meditations on the Unplug app about that. Pronoia by Ben Decker is the art of being, you know, thinking that the universe is actually working in your favor instead of being paranoid. There's From Fear to Fearlessness by David G. And then The Other Side of Fear, which is a motivational talk. It's 4 minutes long, by Olympian bronze Medalist for Hurdles, Tasha Danvers on the Unplug app. Fantastic. I would try those. Okay, next one. How to let go of resentment of things that have happened on the past and move forward, forgiving the person and continuing to love them. Okay. This is definitely a challenge, especially depending on what they actually did to you. But all I can honestly say is that when you hold on to resentment, it's hurting you a lot more than it's hurting them. So my number one tip is to give yourself a little self-compassion and actually sit with yourself and ask yourself this one question. Close your eyes, be still and silent, and say, why am I so angry? What is my pain? How do I feel about this? And really acknowledge your feelings. And once you acknowledge your feelings, you can release them. Now, there are so many meditations on the Unplug app. One from Cassandra Bodzak that I think is great called Journey to Forgiveness. And then there's people on the other camp that says you might need to forgive yourself. So you could try a self-forgiveness or a journey to forgiveness of others. There's another teacher, Robert Thurman, who's actually Uma Thurman's dad. And he tells you to try to visualize this person as a baby, because we all have loving feelings towards babies. And then try to imagine all the things that must have happened to them for them to get to that place. So for forgiveness, the first thing is acknowledge your own pain. The second thing is try to look at it from their perspective. Why did they do what they did? And if it's just unforgivable, just allow yourself to release it for yourself, not necessarily forgiving them, but knowing that you need to forgive for yourself, because holding on to resentment can be really toxic for you, and we don't want that. Okay. I can't sit still for meditation. I'm constantly fidgeting and thinking of a million things. How can I make meditation work for me? Okay. Keep it tiny. Start with 60 seconds in the morning and decide that after that, it's extra credit. So anybody can show up for themselves for 60 seconds, okay? So when you do that, you will start to build some consistency and you're gonna start to crave more and more and more. For me, being guided and having these meditations, actually there's a whole section on the Unplug app called Unplug Quickies. It just makes it much easier. So when you're guided by someone else, you're gonna find it a lot easier. And really befriend your thoughts. Know that you're gonna have thousands of thoughts. This is just gonna happen, they keep coming. But the more that you actually do this practice, the more you're able to actually control which thoughts you're gonna engage with. This isn't gonna happen overnight. This could take months. So I would say just start tiny and then slowly build yourself up. It could be building yourself up to 10 minutes, whatever it takes. It's about what you're actually gonna do. Because if you try to do 20 minutes in the morning, 20 minutes in the evening, you might feel unsuccessful and then you're gonna quit. So I'd rather you do very little bit of meditation, and then if you choose to stay longer, that's great too. Okay. Okay. I understand that for transcendental meditation, someone is supposed to give you a unique mantra. If I haven't been given one of those, what should I use instead? For those of you who don't know what transcendental meditation is, it's basically you meet with someone, you give them fruit and flowers, they give you your own personal word, and then the way you meditate with that personal word is you repeat it silently to yourself over and over again, you let it slip away, you're just present, your mind begins to wander, and then you come back to repeating the word. It's just those three things. I would say the best mantra is so hum. So hum. Sounds like you're taking a breath. And it's my favorite mantra. The other thing is it's really easy to use and it means I am in Sanskrit. So if you want to use a Sanskrit mantra like TM, but you don't have a personal one, try so hum. And also there's a ton of Soham mantras on the Unplug app. You can check it out with Megan Monahan. To tips on how to, and actually Deepak Chopra's daughter, Malika Chopra, did some mantra-based meditations on the Unplug app. Tips on how to incorporate meditation in my daily routine. Rise, click, meditate. For me, I wake up in the morning, I click the meditation of the day on the Unplug app, I lay back down in bed, and I do that, and then I start my day. That's how I start every day of my life. I've been consistent for, I think, like 773 days at this point. You couldn't pay me to miss a day at this point. So starting with just a simple formula that makes it really easy for you is great. There's also a meditation that I have on the Unplug app that you can do without it called GAS, gratitude. So you're just silent, you say what you're grateful for, then you repeat some affirmations, A stands for affirmations, and then you sit in silence. And you can do that for as short or as long as you'd like. Tips on how to incorporate meditation into my daily routine. Which of your meditations would you recommend after someone has made a huge mistake? Huge, look, welcome to the club. We all make huge mistakes. The most important thing when you make a huge mistake is self-forgiveness. And there is a great self-forgiveness meditation by Camilla Sacred Dollarup that's on the Unplug Meditation app. And I'm glad that that was the last question. We did it. So thank you again so much. I look forward to seeing you next month. We have a very special guest coming, so keep your eye out and have a beautiful day. Keep using the Unplug Meditation app. We'll be adding it into this email so that you can share it. And for those of you who are watching this on the Unplug app, you can actually go to your profile and you'll see a free 30 days that you can share with as many people as you'd like. So thank you again for meditating with us and have a gorgeous day.